Fast few, huh?
Okay, so here we go. I want to go ahead and give you some more of these tips, and then we're going to move on to something else. We've got to. Got something else that I want you to share with me. Okay, so here we go, though. Focus on helping other people and living with meaning. Yes, living with meaning. Would you put those two together, helping others, living with meaning, or do you see those as being two totally separate ways of living? They have nothing to do with each other. Well, there's truly something fulfilling in helping other people and in feeling like your actions are making a difference for the better in the world. And it amazes me, and it encourages me, too, to be honest about it, when I read time and time again about how with our younger generations, you know, millennials and younger, how important it is to you all that even when it comes to your jobs, that the work you're doing be meaningful work to you. You're placed on different committees to handle special projects, and you want that project to mean something to you. You don't want to just be working. You want the work to be meaningful. I think that's admirable. So, finding ways to help others. Another way to get that meaning in life is to volunteer. That's just one of the many benefits. Happiness is just one of the many benefits of volunteering. You really want to connect with the whole notion of doing something meaningful? Volunteer for an organization that you believe in and that allows you to contribute in a meaningful way. Also, practice kindness. Yep, practice being kind. Make that a lifestyle. Play to your strengths. People who are very happy often know what their unique strengths are, and they build their lives around activities that allow them to use those strengths for the greater good. So, focus on helping others and living with meaning. Also, take better care of your health. I know I've said this before, but this is so true. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can be happy when we are ill, my guess is we can be even happier when we're healthy. So let's take good care of our health. We can be happy when we're suffering from illness, but man, how much happier when we are healthy. So we say be healthy. What are we talking about? How about making it a habit of exercising, making it a lifestyle of exercising? Trying to get in that 150 minutes per week. Getting our good exercise routine as part of the lifestyle, but also regularly getting our proper sleep. Our proper sleep. And I want to emphasize this again, ladies and gentlemen, don't play games with your body by playing games with the hours that you need to be asleep. Don't say this is all I need. Let me just throw out numbers, and I'm going to deliberately use higher numbers, I think, than are necessary, because I want to get the point across without, having anyone thinking, oh, you're messing with me. Okay, let's just say you really need 12 hours of sleep. But you say, well, I'm good with 11 and a half or 11 hours of sleep. Well, if you really need 12, don't settle for 11. Get the 12. You get my point. If you really need 8 hours of sleep, and I mean, you've done this thing, you've done the trial and error off and on for a number of months, maybe for a few years. And you know that your body really does best. And when I say your body, your brain, your lungs, your legs, your limbs, everything is moving most freely and most easily, remember now, your lungs, your heart, your brain, not just your arms and legs, but the organs on the inside as well that we don't see just by looking at the person from the outside. Everything is working best when you get, and you fill in the blank, hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep. I know it's not a 100% clad truth. This is the number of hours of sleep that everybody needs at this given age. I know that there are exceptions. I'm just saying, be honest. You know, find out what truly works best for you. What is your optimal amount of sleep? The optimal hours of sleep that you need to get in order to be at your best consistently. Get that. So exercise, proper sleep. And that can sure help us, ladies and gentlemen, live a better life. It can help us with the happiness. Y'all know how grumpy we can get when we're constantly losing sleep. Irritable. All right. When we come back, after having summed up what the happy steps are, we're going to take a look at some other things courtesy of Secret.com. So you be ready to roll with us. Be back in just a few.